At UK Export Finance, we ensure that no viable UK export fails by providing government-backed finance and insurance. So if you want to expand into new markets, we can help you win contracts with attractive finance terms. If you've got an overseas order, we can help you fulfill it with a working capital loan. And if you're entering a challenging market, we can ensure that you get paid with the right insurance. We've helped hundreds of companies to win contracts, fulfill orders, and get paid.
To get the exporter's edge, search UK Export Finance.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up. On demand.
Group therapy, you just send us a message. We'll toss it out there, see if maybe we can help you out. First of all, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for allowing us to call you. And can you walk us through the message you sent us?
Yeah. So I moved in with my brother and my sister-in-law during quarantine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all of us work from home. So we've definitely been spending a lot of time under one roof.
Right.
And, you know, surprisingly, this has been really tolerable. It's a large house. There's private space for everyone.
Right.
So it hasn't been too, too crazy. But unfortunately, it hasn't been large enough for me to escape it, their deteriorating marriage.
Did you say their deteriorating marriage?
Yes, they're deteriorating marriage,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. And I'm there, and, you know, like, we can't go anywhere. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
So they're fighting and bickering constantly, daily, and to make it matters worse. Well, it's already worse. It's bad all around. But my brother, 9 times out of 10, is the instigator.
That's tough.
Yeah. It's horrible. I see him belittle her and speak rudely to her, mm-hmm. and, you know, and I can see that they're both suffering from depression as well.
Yeah.
But no one wants to acknowledge it. No one is trying to get help.
I get it. This pandemic has been tough on everyone.
Exactly. Like, it's been really, really tough. It's one thing to, you know, have a struggle in your relationship, but mm-hmm. when we're in the middle of a global pandemic, no one has ever experienced anything like this before, so we're all trying to figure it out.
Right.
And I think it's definitely taking a toll.
What do you do with this? Like, are you trying to, like, help them?
Yeah, I mean, not only, like I said, I'm struggling with my own discomfort, you know, with the living situation, and, of course, my concern for their marriage and their mental health, you know, and I'm also very uneasy about my brother's behavior in his marriage. Like, I just, basically, I want to know what my responsibility is here. Like, what can I do to help? Because it's also a very touchy subject because I don't want to overstep any boundaries.
Right.
But at the same time, I want to help.
Yeah, you are kind of a guest in their house.
Exactly.
All right. Well, hang tight. We've got some people chiming in already on text 502-571-9970, and we'll see if we can steer you and get some direction for you, okay?
Yeah, I'm in a tough spot. I definitely need some help.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Man.
That's really hard because, I mean, it's family.
Yeah.
She's seeing that she's kind of taking sides, seeing that it's her brother.
Yeah.
That seems to be more of the problem. But does she have any right to step in? I mean, it's their marriage.
Mm. All right, 502-571-9970, or we'll throw it up on the socials as well, at Ben and Kelly Show. Comment on Facebook.
Yeah, this was kind of awkward. My friend Dawn said, respectfully talk to your brother. Factually tell him your observations. Ask if your presence is a contributing factor.
Mm-hmm.
Advise counseling to start. Also, tell the sister-in-law you've noticed and advise counseling for her, too.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like this is like a professional counselor kind of a situation.
Bridget messages and says, that's a horrible situation. I hope she encourages them both to get help. Please remember that domestic violence has risen since this pandemic started. So, yeah, definite red flags there. Got another message from Linda who says, move out. I'm assuming you're paying to live there. Say that you'll move out if they don't get professional help. Well, that's I don't know about ultimatums. Like, I think we need to be.
Almost sounds a little threatening.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, coming from the aspect that they're family.
Right.
And say, hey, I love you guys. This, you know, I hate seeing this happen to you. I feel like you guys need to nip this in the bud, get some counseling.
Yeah. Jenny, I kind of goes along with that, messages us and says, you need to step in as a family member and sit your brother down and talk to him. Speak to him as your brother and not as some roommate. Hope they can get help. Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, that whole, like...
That's a good point.
Yeah, what is it? Blood is heavier than water or something like that? Yeah, you gotta be like, hey, look, you're being a jerk and you need to cut it out and you need to get help.
And I love you and I love you guys and I'm trying to help.
This message I don't necessarily understand from Mike, who I resist even saying it because I don't think it's right. But in the forum that we're in, Mike says, I can't believe she would interfere like that. Mind your own business and let them figure it out. They're adults. I don't think I agree with that.
Well, that is one opinion.
That is an opinion.
Mind your own business.
Right. But I mean, she's there. Like if the marriage dissolves and they get, or they split up and then she's out of a place to live. Am I reading that correctly?
Well, sure. But I think more importantly is I think, again, it's the family aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to know that she's probably hearing a lot of the arguments. Like they can't be so naive to think that, you know, she's completely unaware of the status of what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even if she's not actually hearing it, you could probably feel just the mood in the house and the air being pretty thick and everything. So, all right. Well, so I guess we're saying, look, we need you to.
It's family. You should pull the brother aside. Talk to him first.
What? You know, really, even your sister-in-law at this point is family. So,
exactly.
You know, you as another sister-in-law kind of need to have that heart-to-heart. But then as I think, you know, your friend said, and then as a couple others said, seek that professional help of of some counseling and some, you know.
If you approach it from a place of I love you guys and it's breaking my heart to see this happen to you guys, so let's get some professional help and fix it.
Yeah, many layers to that one. Anyways, if you want to chime in on Facebook, we'll leave it up on there on the socials, at Ben and Kelly Show.